you know what? You know, this is crazy. You know, I got these glasses on, you know, for a reason. You know, because this is a very special moment for me.
It's your 100th episode. You should be proud of yourself.
Yeah, I should be, right?
Congratulations.
I came a long way. This is like my first visual. You know, I want to just especially give out the people that's working behind the scenes. Q, my man Chaz, behind on the engineering aspect of it all. You know, and what's crazy is that because it's my 100th episode, you know, somebody was telling me something that you should always celebrate your milestones, right?
Uh-huh.
And I recall a time when somebody was telling me I should have a party, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, they taking me these different venues. They telling me, you know, Terrence, you should have it here, have all these people. And then, you know, I think sometimes I suffer from that anxiety aspect, you know, like that.
Overthinking it, yes.
Yeah, but I like things to be comfortable.
Understood.
Because you know how you got a lot of people around and everybody's just looking at you. I like going to parties, but I don't like
hosting parties
and just being there. And I was like, I said, instead of me just having a party and then doing a podcast and having people in there watching me, I said, I'm just going to just have it something where it's just a visual because it's something that I need to do. And my hardcore listeners understand what I'm talking about. And it's been a long journey. You know, we're talking 4 years. We're talking since 2018, around this time when I started, you know? And even before that. And it was definitely ups and downs, you know, through it all. Like, you know, some people passed, you know, some people left. You know, I've been in crazy relationships. You know, I done some wild stuff while even doing the podcast, you know? And then, you know, through the whole journey, I done lost jobs. I done had all types of things happen. But you know what's crazy, like?
What?
I kept going.
As you should.
I kept going. You know, people stop at some point when life hits. You know what I mean? Mm. They stop because they feel like, you know, they have to deal with everything else, which is true. But when you see the bigger scale in things, you got to keep going. You know? Even when I saw podcasters that went and flourished and mine was still at the same, you know, I was getting a little frustrated. Cause I'm like, yo, man, everybody popping up with a podcast, like it's weeds in the ground. It's coming up out of nowhere.
Yeah, but it wasn't your journey.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't my journey. But somebody said something to me that was very interesting.
What'd they tell you?
This old man that I know. And I remember, I never forget this. He was like, I was somewhere. I was actually, it's crazy. I'll tell you where I was at. I was actually at a job interview. I was sitting out in the lobby. And I remember him saying, I don't know, I be getting like these weird people that come to me just tell me shit. I think it's like a form of God or something like that, right?
So he said, definitely have a magnet on you, I'll say that.
Yeah, I know, ain't that crazy? So look, this is what he said to me. He's like, young man, what you wanna do? You wanna do this? I'm like, cause you know I'm not that young, but I was like, you know, people think I'm young, but I'm not. You know.
You wanna tell me age?
Yeah, 39. Yeah, 39. It's crazy, right? Drink water, mind my business. So I was like, I do podcasting. He was like, oh, okay, so why are you here? And I was like, I don't know. I was like, you know, I need a job. He was like, yeah. He said, you know, I don't know you like that. But I said, I want to say something to you. You got to stop worrying about what other people do. And I was like, who the fuck? I'm like, who are you? But I always feel like God comes to you in different ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. He just comes to you in different ways. He says something very important. So as he was leaving, before I went in, he was like, you know, the whole point is to make timeless things. Everything has to be timeless. Stop trying to fit in with the wave. You know, he said your podcast is timeless. He said how you speak of it, you breathe life into it, which make it real and authentic. So stop worrying about what everybody else is doing. And that's what at some point I was doing. Even through me doing it, I was, you know, I was going through that frustration period. You know what I mean? Even trying to get this all set up.
Growing pains.
Yo, growing pains was the craziest thing ever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, you know, my listeners out there that listen to the show, you know, one thing when you're going through the course or whatever, you know, having people say, you know, you stopped me from killing myself.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, that's crazy. I got scared at that point. I ain't gonna hold you. I was like,
I don't know if I'd be scared of that though.
Nah, because now it's a bigger responsibility, right? But at the time I didn't understand it, you know, because you know he's like, wait a minute, what? Now you can't stop because now you got so many people relying on you now. You know what I mean? Like it's a lot of people that really rely on what you're doing, and it's so important.
Yeah.
Of what you're doing, and that's why you know when you're going through these things, you learn a lot. And I can tell you right now, through all the journeys I went through from the first episode all the way up until now, some things I disagree with now with myself.
Because your old journey, it was a little wild.
How was a little wild?
I took a little dive into it. What happened?
Tell me, what was it?
I think the way you think now compared to the way you think back then is a testament to your growth.
Or right, which one was it? Which one that was crazy?
I want to say like your first 3 or 4 episodes, you was just yelling. Like
I was yelling?
I don't like this. I don't like that. Do what you want to do.
What's wrong with that? Was it the way I was saying it?
It was obnoxious, for sure.
All right.
But you grew up. I love that for you.
So you saying I was just telling people what to do at the time?
I don't think you were telling people what to do. I think you gave people a little space to be like, life happens, but you know, fuck it.
Yeah, that sounds like
you walk more with the purpose. So it's like,
yeah, things happen.
Yeah,
right. Things happen. They happen, and they happen often.
For reasons.
And for reasons, you know, a lot of times I ain't gonna lie. I tell people this all the time, man, because I'm real transparent when it comes to the, like what I'm talking about now. I never shy away. I don't ever try to think about what if I mess up this and that. I tell people all the time. So a girl asked me one time, right? Going through my series. She's like, Terrence, let me ask you something. She said, have you ever had sex with your listeners? I was like, hell yeah, I did.
Heard that in the podcast as well.
Yeah, I did that a whole lot. Plenty of times, you know. But I had to knew what that was. I had to figure out what that was like.
You see my face?
No, but I had to figure out what that was like though. I had to do that.
Was it a good time?
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah. A couple doctors, a couple lawyers.
I thought you went to the doctor. I was like,
no. I'll never say who the doctor or the lawyers were. Mm-hmm. Of course not, but they're going to probably watch it, though. They definitely going to watch everything that comes along with it, but that's the whole point of it all, you know? And it's very serious. Like, you go on your journey, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think my journey...
Yeah.
What? It's good. It's been a learning lesson. Highs, lows. I really learned about myself. Yeah. I grew up a lot. You met me, I was kind of like in between spaces.
But what did I tell you when I met you?
Tell me how amazing I was.
I didn't say that. Did not say
you
that.
Did. No. I had a voice for podcasting.
You did. You do. You do.
I didn't believe it at first.
No, you do. I hear it.
I mean, I've heard it over the years, but I didn't see myself getting in the mix of...
See, that's the thing. That's the thing about people, right? People see a star before you do. People see it already, see the potential. You ever watch an interview and you always hear people say, yo, I knew for an instant that they had it. I can tell. That's for over experience, right?
Definitely since the day I met you, yes.
Yeah, and I say, yo, you should do it. He was like, nah. I was like, nah, I'm going to get you on here. It's going to be dope.
You've learned about me. I'm like...
What?
Scary.
Yeah, what? It's nothing to be scared... See, that's the thing. There's nothing to be scared about. I think we all get into a point, right? Hear me out. We all get into a point where we are so worried about what everybody else thinks. You know, we have to, like, stop feeling that way because I understand that, you know, it's not for everybody to hear or understand away.
What about when you're not thinking about what everybody else is thinking, but you're thinking about what you got going on and you doubting yourself? We've had talks. I know. Self-doubt is crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy, but that's you holding yourself back from what you want. And it's
definitely
like,
was in my own way.
Right, so why? What's the point? I say this all the time, and for people that's listening, all the time, whether you're listening to me visually, I like saying that now, or you're listening in the car,
watching
me. You know, I always say that, what's stopping you from making $1 million?
Me.
Exactly, if I always said that. Like, nobody's never stopping anybody. Nobody. But what happens is because somebody get there and doing what they're doing first, you know what happens? They get frustrated. Mm-hmm. You know? Like I said, even with this thing was a thing. This all had to come together, but it happened because it was destined. It was going to happen, right? Mm-hmm. It happened. You know,
even
and
when you thought it wasn't gonna work out.
Yeah, I ain't knew it was gonna work out. It was gonna still Hey, look, it was still gonna be a podcast. It still was gonna happen. But it did, and it came for that way. And I'm glad that everything all is all coming together. And now, you know, going to that next journey, to that next another 100. Because, you know, like I said before in the conversation, this is timeless. Mm. Timeless content. You know, like a fine wine, right?
Better
right.
Waves.
Yeah. You
doing your thing.
You got no, it. You got, yeah, because it's like, this is real good. I feel good about it, you know, for where it's come from. It's definitely shown growth. You know, it's come a long way, you know, and I don't, but another thing is, I know I don't say things to say that I don't like other podcasts, right? Because I said in the beginning, they all popping up out of nowhere. I don't say that to say that, but if I tell anybody, if you're going to start something, finish it and work on it. Just don't do it because it's something, it's like a fad or it's something you feel as though you should do. Nah, just keep doing it. Even through the whole entire struggles. Because I ain't going to lie to you. I did it with only $4 in my bank account. Nobody knew.
It's not supposed to.
No, but this is the thing. Nobody knew. Nobody knew what the hell was going on with me. $4 in my bank account. Car broke down. You know, one time I did my car. No, excuse me. I did my podcast in my car with my car broke down.
That's dedication.
That is dedication. Because I told myself I had to do it before AAA came. Should have
got him on there, interviewed him.
Nah, because the way. So I tell you, so you know, I always done it on my phone.
Yeah.
And people are like, what, you in the studio? And I was like, nah, I done it on my phone. But understanding that the phone that I had, you know, I ain't gonna tell you what kind of phone it was. I'm not giving a promotion. But anyway, the type of phone, I'm not doing that. The type of phone that I had, and when you sit in the car, it's real close. Mm-hmm. So you sound like you in the studio. Right?
You made it work.
I made it work.
Yeah.
You know, that is dedication. And I know some people out there that feel that way because things evolve, things change. You know what I mean?
I definitely just started dedicating myself to my crafts.
My
journey?
Yeah, because I know that you did your first, you know, tell people is what you do. Tell them that what you do.
So I started out with crafting. I had a Cricut. You know what a Cricut is?
No, what's that?
A Cricut is like a little cutting machine, right?
Okay.
So I started making like little bags, little clear bags for people to put like their punches and stuff in.
Yeah.
Like the little party drinks that you see.
Yeah.
Started making stickers for it. And I'm like, all right, cool. I know I like crafting. I know I like working from home. I know I like not working for anyone. But I just didn't know how to not work for anyone.
Right.
So I started doing other stuff and I got on Etsy. And I started looking up people who was doing stuff on Etsy.
What's Etsy? What's that?
Etsy, the little, it's like a shop where you can find all kinds of customizable trinkets.
Okay.
I make customizable trinkets.
Okay.
So, I got on there.
Yeah.
They say, like, you should have, like, 10. And I'm like, I got 2 cups. That's all I got.
2 cups.
Yeah. And I made a page. And I think I had it up for, like, a month, maybe a month and a half. I ain't getting no traction.
Uh-huh.
I shouted it out. I put it on. I had like a business page. I had my page. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get my friends to push it. It's not going nowhere. So I shut down. Mm. I'm like, damn.
Why'd you do that?
Self-doubt.
See?
Because I'm like, nope.
See?
Nobody's... don't like it like I like it. I take my stuff very personal. I'm
sensitive. As you should. Yeah, of course.
But jumping in head first, you don't know what you're doing.
So of course not.
I started doing that. I done put that thing up like 4 times.
Okay.
Right now it's not up, but I had to get a new laptop.
So you gonna put it up now, right?
I'm gonna put it back up. I got more stuff now, so I feel a lot better about it. And now that my laptop's back up, I can actually work.
So to ask you a question.
What?
So if you put it back up, if you get no traction, are you gonna keep it up?
I'm gonna keep it up this time.
Right.
I really have to keep it up this time.
So can I tell you something?
What?
When I first started my podcast, I ain't get no listeners. For like 2 to 3 weeks.
It crushed me.
But it's not that the content wasn't good or your stuff isn't good. It's that people don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know. That's what I've always thought. If you don't believe what you're doing, it's going to be very hard for somebody else to.
I had to learn that though.
Understand.
Yeah. So you've been in this 4 years. I've been in mine for what?
No longer than that.
Well, not with your podcast.
Yeah. Though. Oh, yeah. 4. Okay.
So I've been crafty my whole life. Okay. Everybody always tells me to sell my stuff.
See?
And then when I start pushing my stuff, nobody buys it. So for me, it was like, you suck.
How many? But let me ask you this question. How many people in this world? How many people you think in this world?
Too many to count.
Come on, just give me a number. A
couple billion.
All right, about 7 billion people. Mm-hmm. So out of the 7 billion people, do you honestly think, do you have a fair chance of selling your stuff?
At the time, no.
But do now, you now I do. But people don't think that. People just think what's around them is not working just because of that. Ain't that crazy though? That's kind of like when you think about it, right? With all these people in the world, somebody gotta love your shit.
I learned that, yes.
I know for a fact.
As long as you love it, somebody
will love it. Yeah, of course. I had somebody from Seattle hit me up. It blew my mind. I had somebody from London hit me up. Africa.
All right, so I ain't global like that. No. But I definitely got a couple of things from out of the state.
Right, I'm not saying it like that. What I'm saying is that you don't know who you touching.
Nah, I didn't until I started making... You ever seen a learning board?
You mean a vision board?
No. It's a board with like... learning things for small kids. You know, I got a daughter. So
Right.
Pandemic hit. I'm not working. I need money. I see a lady online randomly. She has like ABCs, the kid's name, stuff like that. I'm like, I could do that. So I started pushing those. And I'm making good money off of those. And then it started like snowballing. I had people from Washington, Baltimore, everywhere. Like, I'm like, this is nice. And then I was like, all right, maybe I can do it. But then I started thinking, like, you don't got one foot on one thing. It's just like you trying to touch everything. So then it happened again.
That's crazy.
Shut it down.
What's wrong with you?
We don't got time for that.
No, we do got time for that, Joe.
We don't have time for that.
Q behind the camera. I can ask Q, yo, Q, real loud shout out. When you start doing your camera thing, Q?
Probably like 2013, 2012.
Now look at you, man. He got the phone. He got his setup. Like, hey, this is what it's now. All... Huh?
That was the dedication. I didn't know.
I know you don't know.
To be dedicated, though.
But now you know. Tell people they can reach you right now.
I got a couple of pages. I got a business page. It's Lex Get Crafty. I got a Facebook. I'm about to put my Etsy shop back up with all of my stuff on it. And yeah, like, subscribe, share it. Get it.
That's all it takes.
You don't even got to buy nothing. Just share it. I had to learn that. That is still someone's way of supporting you.
You know what's funny? I remember working for the radio station. I don't even know if I ever told this story, and I probably have so many times, even in my podcast, is about... So, back in the day, right, in radio, when radio was politics before podcasting, before you had a platform to do anything, if you was in radio, because that was social media then, right? It was a thing called an air check. Right, so air check is you going into a song, coming out of a song, and they want to hear how you sound. Right, this is what you do when you want to be when you want to get on air. So, Miles was on CDs, right? So I'm telling my age, right? So I'm gonna tell you what happened. I used to go to work. I used to work from 10 to 7. Just get off from work from 10 to 7, go home, do my air check, take a shower, go up to the radio station. And slide it underneath the programmer's door. Every night. Excuse me. Every night I done that. That lady thought I was crazy. You know, she thought I was crazy, but you know what? I felt like, nah, man, I'm not going to allow anything to get in my way. You know? Now, unfortunately, you know, it didn't go the way it's planned. Right?
But look at you.
You know, she didn't think I was... She didn't say nothing about it. I remember walking in her office, and she's big now. She's a big time exec now, in New York. But at the time, she was working at in Philly, at Power 99. I can see that, right? And I remember her holding up a box of tapes, and she's like, "I got mine now." She said, "I got mine now," and I'm just like, "All right, what do we do next?" You know? And it didn't really go twined to the way I wanted. But then that's when I met my mentor. So I always feel like even when you're going on that path. You know, you're going like, and that may as goes the way, you, it may not go the way you want it, but it's always going to put you in the right position. you know, because that's when I met Golden Girl. And then that's when, you know, that became, you know, the mentor of mine, and she explained how radio is and what to do, and, you know, it was a lot. You know, she put me through something, but this is where it got me.
I'm about to say, it made you better.
Yeah, oh yeah, it did. She put me through the ringer, you know, because, you know, she even said it, you know, to this day.
Y'all definitely just had a live.
Love
that.
Yeah,
man.
Shout
She's
out
still
to,
out here supporting
shout out,
you.
Shout out to my mentor, Golden Girl. You know, she definitely had the city on lock years ago when she was on Power 99. So she always, I'm always going to big up, you know, her. You know, she definitely, I definitely was a student to the game. And when she,
Well, at least you had a mentor. I had to mentor myself.
That's fine. But that's when you find other people to help you with that, right?
Kind of.
What do you mean, kind? Come on. What do you mean, kind of?
It's like people support you. And yeah. People believe in what you got to offer.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you got to not worry about if they're not supporting you in the way that you want them to support you.
That's true. That's true. You know what's crazy? Did you say all this?
What?
So I remember I was at the bar about like 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Right? At the bar. This guy was like, you know, people, when you network with people, because he was like, hey, T, he was like, hey, man. Hey, I know you got the podcast. I heard you talk about it. And I'm like, yeah. He was like, hey, man, you know, you the cameraman? Yeah, I do. Gave him my card information. I say, listen, I want to do my visual for my 100th. Like you said, about supporting, right? Uh-huh. This fool said I got three cameras. I'm asking him questions about it. This fool didn't even hit me up. Now, I could have got discouraged about it. I'm like, all right, well, maybe it's just not for him. And it happens a lot.
It does.
But now I'm being filmed.
You play now.
Yeah.
Shout out to Q.
Shout out to Q. You know what I mean?
Well, I had to be my own fan base, my own biggest supporter. But now I'm back up, so we outside. I'm gonna put all my stuff back up.
You know what's crazy?
What?
You was talking all that shit behind the scenes, man. You seem very safe. You play very safe. You know, I tell people this all the time, yo. I was like, are you gonna be nervous? No, I got this.
Cause I'm not nervous, but I also, yeah. You know how I talk, though.
Yeah, I know. I know you, so I know you.
I'm like a sailor, so I'm like, yo, this is a calm podcast. No, it's not calm. I'm trying to keep it cute.
Oh my God. That's what you think. That's what you think, though. You don't gotta be like that. You gotta be yourself.
So you want me to start cracking jokes or
say just be yourself.
Am I not being myself?
Kinda.
Alright, ask me another question.
I don't know.
Let's talk about the journey.
We are.
Ask me about my journey. I'm gonna tell you. What part you want?
I was asking.
You want the early days? You want before the crafting? After the crafting?
Let's go after the crafting. Because we don't need to go all the way into the beginning.
After the crafting, yeah. I took a break. I needed a mental break.
Okay, there we go. That's because this is all going to resonate with everything. So
I needed a mental break.
And a lot of people take mental breaks because I don't think I did mine. I think I stopped mine in July. That's the last time I did mine. But let me ask you a question. What was the reason why you took a mental break?
Life was too much. I was having a kid. I was going through relationship issues. My jobs was whack. My stuff wasn't coming up off the floor. Hated the whole thing. So, I took me some time. I felt back from everybody.
It's a lot, right?
It's a lot. I was just a lot for myself. So, like, I can't be around anybody else when I don't want to be around me in a sense. You see what I'm saying?
No, I understand exactly what you're saying.
So, I did a little self-isolation. Did a little cry sesh. I got over myself.
You cried
a lot out here.
You do?
It's therapeutic.
I don't know when the last time. That's crazy. You know what's crazy? I don't know when the last time I cried.
A couple months ago.
I did? Mm-hmm. Where?
Mr. Earn.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I did. Yeah, Mr. Earn, I did cry.
Other than that.
Rest in peace, Mr. Earn. He was my trainer. Yeah. Yeah, other than that, though, no. Yeah, you're right. You know, it's the last time I cried. That's crazy. Man, you remember that?
I remember everything.
Yeah, you ain't lying. I think I called you.
Yeah.
So you had a mental breakdown?
Yeah.
Not like a mental.
I ain't gonna sugarcoat it.
So you did have a mental breakdown? Okay. So what
I
is that?
I had like a stint. Like I took a couple of years to kind of get myself together.
Yeah.
Not in a, oh, I'm just not doing nothing. But nah, I had to gather myself, re-figure out, like, who Lex is. Because, you know, I talk big shit, so, like...
Yeah, I know. That's why when I'm talking to you on here, I'm just like, all right, come on, Lex.
I can't be this whole, oh, I'm this great thing.
Why not?
Nah, I can be that, but okay. If I don't believe in myself, I can't be, like, telling everybody else.
Okay, so at that time...
I'm not a fake it till you make it kind of person. I'm a, you know, I like to tell the truth. I'm very cut and dry, blunt. No?
You are.
Yeah, since I met you. Always say what's on my mind.
Yeah, you do.
It might not come out, like, as elegant as everyone would want, but you always gonna get the truth from me. You always gonna get a solid answer from me.
It's funny you said something about mental breakdowns, though.
What?
No, you were saying you had a mental breakdown.
Yeah. Yeah. I felt like everybody was against me. But it was me, for the most part.
But you said you felt like everybody was against you. Mm-hmm. What was it that you felt like was against? Like, what? What was it? If you don't mind me asking.
I would just hear random things, like, because at the time I wasn't working. So now I'm thinking, like, niggas is judging me because I'm not working. I'm trying to do my mom thing.
You know how many people fucked up out here?
I understand that, but when it's coming from, like, your inner circle.
Yeah, I know.
I asked my friends at one point, like, y'all, am I a bad friend? Nah. Like, am I the person that y'all, you know, y'all kind of talk shit about behind the camera?
You got to understand something with people. And I always said this. People don't say when they're doing bad, but they always say when they're doing good.
I'm going to tell you either.
Huh?
I said, I'm going to tell you either.
Yeah, you do, but people just, they're not... You gotta understand something, like being in a relationship with somebody. Like, people always say what they're doing good. They ain't gonna never really say the fucked up shit.
Nah.
It's on Instagram.
It looked good, though. It looked
shit,
real good.
I could smile like this and be fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Q, give me right here. Give me Q.
Don't care.
I'm fucked up.
But smile.
No, but, no,
everybody
but I
like saying that they fucked up, though. I don't think that's a bad thing, though.
But we live in this world where everything is perception.
Yeah. How you perceive yourself is also something, though.
Oh, man.
So, like...
Yeah.
Do you think...
What?
Because I perceive myself in a certain air and, like, light. You know, I give love and light. That's my thing.
I know.
Love and light.
I know.
Every day, I'm somebody's sunshine.
I know you do.
So, when I'm feeling like a rain cloud, I feel like I'm giving off rain cloud. And I don't want to damper nobody's day. Is that a bad thing?
It's not a bad thing. I mean, I think
people kind of perceive that as like a...
I think we all got a little bit of slight depression here and there.
I think everybody does, but
yeah,
I don't think
we all... No, it's not, but I've always said it's not that bad. You know, even going back to even doing my podcasts, right? Mm-hmm. I remember, this is the funniest thing ever. It was an episode, right? Mm-hmm. I'm in the middle of doing my episode, right? So as I'm doing my episodes, I do it on my phone. Mm-hmm. I scroll down to Gmail, and they told me that I was fired.
Killed your shit.
I was like, I gotta keep going. It's just like, how do I? The pitch and everything is just like, yeah, y'all. So, you know, I was like, yo, and I'm just sitting there like, and people don't know this, you know, and. I was getting reviews like, yo, man, you did a good job. You inspired me. I'm inspiring people. And I just found out I just lost a goddamn job.
Listen.
It's crazy. But a lot of people, no, go ahead. We on air. It's fine. Go ahead.
No.
All right, we'll pause it. It's cool. We good. But look, so this is the thing. I've always said this. It's that point of like the essence of keep going. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because here I am in the middle of a podcast on one of my episodes and I get bad news. I don't know what the hell. But guess what? People say that was one of my best podcasts.
I love that.
Yeah. Ain't that crazy? Let me tell you something.
What?
Shit wild with people. People have some really crazy behavior.
That's a fact.
You get some wild shit. People just think that you'll be surprised what people think about and what they say and how they feel.
What's the wildest thing somebody said they thought about you?
Oh, you want to know?
For sure.
Oh, man, it's a whole bunch of...
I don't think I've ever asked you that question.
What's the wildest thing?
Yeah.
Well, it's a couple. It's a couple.
Pick your favorite.
I don't know, because there's so many, especially in the DMs. But, you know...
your DMs.
I know. They're wild. It's like, if somebody was to get my phone, man, it'd be so nasty. It would be nasty. They'd be like, oh, my God. So, an old man would have a field day with my phone.
Everybody who's in that phone.
Listen, I swear, it's crazy in my phone, man. I mean, I get all types of shit. You would think, you know, if a man was to go on my DM right now and see what's all the nasty and filth that goes on down in those DMs, in my DMs, they'll be like, oh, man. But I think the most craziest thing a woman said is, it's a bunch, but I think one of the podcasts I did, I was talking about something sexual. Mm-hmm. And then I think I got like a random DM or whatever. And the girl,
what she did?
She was playing with herself. And she said, I was amazing. But that was the first time that I've experienced anything like that. Because I thought it was a joke. I'm like, yo, man, who does this? Girls don't do this. Because I'm thinking, who does this, right?
I tell you, women are wild.
But wait a minute. But when she did it, I'm like, all right, it must be a joke. I'm not going to think too much in it, whatever. Man, this must be some weird stuff. I mean, because I don't hear my friends talking about this. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to leave it alone. But then something else happened.
What?
Another girl DMing me. And then another. And I was like, wait a minute. Well, I don't know what it is, but whatever I'm doing, I must be doing right, so I'm going to stick with it.
Because they was fucking with you.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. During the pandemic, man, I was about to charge these girls for phone sex, man. You know what I'm saying? $20, $50 a pop, man. Why
I still
not?
Get that. I still just because
I keep telling you, you know, through this journey of mine, I experienced a lot. But let me explain something to you.
Tell me.
It's really mental.
We've learned.
Everything is mental. They mental with females, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So imagine just being on the phone. Like, I have a time set where I know where a girl's about to pop off. It's crazy, right? You talk at 10 o'clock by, like, what? Let's say 12, 11 o'clock, you know, things start getting a little interesting. You know, I had a girl whip out a vibrator while I was on the phone. I wish I could
just
record
off your voice.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is coming from a very humble place. I'm not saying this to get no brownie points. I'm not trying to say this to everybody to care, but this shit really happens. I never thought it did though. I never thought that at that magnitude, this is what women do. But yo, man, they nasty, yo.
Yeah, we've had discussions.
Oh man, yeah, I know we had discussions. They
I tried to tell you, and you always try and play like this whole what?
Because I want to be humble about this. You know, you can't come around here and just have your shit swinging
you
like
you.
You
can be humble, but you be trying to play like a sheep or something. Like it's just so. Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. I just. It had.
Don't get me wrong. You're great. You know, I think you're great. But.
Right.
You not stupid. We go through this all the time. You're not stupid to what women do.
I'm not. I'm not saying that I am. I'm not saying that I'm not. No, you good with the mic?
I feel like it just keeps drifting further and further, and it's just my eyes drifting further and further.
No, we good. You got me. Yeah, thanks a lot, man.
You're great. Thank you.
No, we good. Yeah. All right, good.
I'll
straight,
move back over. See.
Straight, okay. So through this whole midst of the journey,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've dealt with some women.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
fans and non-fans.
Yeah, and one of my friends keep telling me you got to stop dealing with your list. But at the time, I didn't understand it. You know, I'm thinking like, oh yeah, like you know, you see it. It was a lustful situation, right?
Didn't you talk about that in one of your things?
Probably did, but now you get a perspective because you hear. Because most people say they need a woman's perspective. Oh, you need to get a person on your podcast, and you need that. I'm like,
and you found the best one. You're so welcome. You're so welcome.
Right. So, I don't know. It was just, you know, dealing with all of that, you know.
what, with the women?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, just going through it all, you start realizing it's not good. You know, because now it's soul ties, and you're building relationships with people, but they're not good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are things that people just want from you because what they hear, you know,
or what they think they're gonna get out of it,
or what they're gonna get out of it. And I start realizing that. And I remember being in a hotel, and I felt that way, and I got up and left.
Oh, I know this story.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I got up and left because it make you feel some type of way.
You felt used or
somewhat, you know? You kind of feel that way after a while.
But not prior to?
No, because it's like you don't know. Like, you just having sex, you know what I mean? Because this is where my experiences have been. Mm-hmm. You know, this is where I get all my stories and my inspirations, one of my vices mm-hmm. that I've had doing all these podcasts. You know, mm-hmm. I would go out, I would drink. I would leave with somebody from the bar. You know, I've done those things. I never thought I could do it, you know, until...
But why not?
What, just leave with a girl at the bar?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've asked before, I just don't understand.
But you know what's crazy? I got good at it. And that scared me.
Of being...
No, got good at just leaving with women at the bar. Because it became like a... So, I think Denzel said it the best. He was like, yo, man, you do something long enough, eventually you get good at it. Mm-hmm. Right? So, here I am. I go at a set time. I sit at a bar. A young lady walk in by herself. Mm-hmm. She's in a very vulnerable situation.
And you going strike.
Yeah, not trying to be a predator, but I never say... But no, listen, I don't say anything. It's all about timing. Because I know one thing, if she asks me, what's the score to the game when the score is big as day? Oh, come on. Or pass me to catch up. Oh, come on.
Come on. She gotta want me. That's exactly it.
You get that. And what happens is that you find yourself in a routine. So I thought about all that, especially around the pandemic. I said, I gotta cut that, yo. I said, these are bad.
Well, guys love getting girls. I thought y'all love.
We do. We do love getting girls, but
so when does it get to be the cutoff of like, ooh, I feel a little used here?
When you start realizing certain things, you just start to pick up on certain things. It's not
good in yourself or in other people.
Both, you know, both. Yo, you think about it, like you waking up with a woman in your bed, and it's kind of like the same thing over and over again. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, man, this is getting tiring. No. Most people won't talk about it. Uh-uh. They're afraid to. I don't care. I'm human. Shit happens. You know, I can admit to these things, and that's why, you know, I challenge myself now. You know.
Tell them about your challenge.
Yeah.
So, did you talk about it?
No, I talked about it in my last episode, 99. I've been celibate.
Oh yeah.
For about almost a year and about what, 3-4 months now? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the hell. I'm surprised I went this long. Man, no clap for that. I'm long overdue here. But you know what happened? I was talking to somebody, and this is what made me change. This is what made me not like want to have casual sex or just have sex at a time, because it really, not to say we all love it, right? Mm-hmm. But I had to find out what the real, my higher purpose was. And that was this. Mm-hmm. So your vices take you off your square. You know?
Didn't we talk about vices the other day and the purpose that they
said? Yeah, you told me about it, and that's why I wanted to bring that and install this into the show.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. And some of the vices was it. And that's why I took that out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because you have to have tunnel vision, laser focus.
Do you feel better?
Yo, it's crazy how you feel. Like, I wake up so with great energy, because I'm not drinking. I might as well become a priest at this point. You know what I mean?
I told you, pass the tea.
No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to sit up there and say no pass the tea or nothing. But it's crazy, though, because you wake up with all this energy. Then you wake up with all this, like, you know, I'm drinking water like crazy. I've always drunk water.
You're supposed to.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that those things that I took out, you get this crazy burst of energy. Mm-hmm. Like, you get, like, it's good. Like, yo, you wake up. You feel great, like you're about to attack the world. You know, mm-hmm. Your mind is clearer. You know, your ideas come about. The long-term reasoning for your show and what you want to do is here. You know, it's crazy.
I love that for you.
Yeah, man, whatever.
Whatever. You know, I'm not like a big drinker or anything, so.
Yeah, I know, man. Look, listen, I wanted to.
You know, I'm always full of energy.
I know.
Bursting at the seams.
I be feeling like I'm 20 years old. It's crazy.
I don't feel like I'm 20, but I do feel good.
You do feel surprisingly crazy when you stop the things that you, those things. Your energy is like crazy. Like, I don't even fall asleep. Like, you know, like you're tired, but then sometimes that it's a good tired and it's a bad tired. You know what I mean? Because you may be tired, but you can't go to sleep.
I don't live that life.
You know, no, what I'm saying is because of the drinking and all of that and what you're doing, but when you take those things away, you can just go to sleep.
You at peace.
Huh?
You feel like you at peace?
I'm getting there, yo.
That's good.
I feel like I'm getting there. It's crazy. I'm getting there. Still got some shit with me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting there. And the fact that I've been doing this shit for so long, man. Like, I try to quit this shit so many times. It just keeps coming back. It won't allow me to... This... Doing the pot, it won't allow me to leave. Ever since I was 11 years old.
11?
Huh?
11?
That's when I knew.
That you were gonna...
Yeah.
What, be big or...
Yeah. Okay. Like, no. Okay. With a radio show.
Okay. I was trying to figure out what was... Because I was like, no, podcast, like, then...
No, like, sometimes. You just know. Sometimes you just know. People just know. You have to listen to your gut. You just know. When something is destined for you, it's destined.
I know that now. Not prior to. At all.
But that's what I'm saying to you. You got to embrace all this journey.
I'm learning that now. Not prior to.
Right.
Prior to, I'm like... This is destined to fail.
No, see, but you know what? What did I tell you? He who says will be, and who he says not, won't either.
Listen, I know you and your proverbs. I'm getting there.
And I don't even know who said that one. I know I heard it from Will Smith.
Exactly.
But I know Will Smith got it from somebody, I believe.
Confucius is fine.
Shout out to Will Smith. You know,
he's recovering.
Yeah, shout out to Will. He's on his journey.
Obviously.
Yeah. Along, it's a but I respect it, you know. It goes to show that we're all human, you know. And that, you know, one thing I've always said, and I always say this to people all the time, we all had an opinion about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all had an opinion about it. He shouldn't have done that. It was wrong, whatever. And I'm a person, I never really want to kick nobody while they're down. Because my thing is, we can formulate this opinion about somebody, but what would you really do in this situation? People don't know.
No.
But everybody can say something. Situation. But everybody can say something about it.
I mean.
Was it wrong? Yeah, of course it was. But at the same time, he knows that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So my thing is, don't sit up there and just say something bad. But know what? Everybody's doing it. They're doing it because it's a fad.
To kick people while they're down?
What I'm saying is, in the media world, you know...
Nah, you know how I feel about social media. Yeah. You know, I'll be taking breaks.
No. In the media world, in general, people talk about what's in the now. People just want to talk about, you know...
Whatever, just to talk about it.
Yeah, but there's no solution to it.
Mm-mm.
You know, it's just like, okay, we're going to talk about this because this is something to talk about. We're going to gossip about this. And it's like, yo, sometimes, yo, it's like, I don't want to hear these rich people problems. Fuck these rich people problems. I got my own problems, yo. You got your own problems, yo. It's like people...
But that's why they gossip, to take the focus off yourself. Because if you talk about somebody else, you ain't got time to worry about what you're doing.
And guess what? They going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Financially. I don't know mentally. But financially, they going to be okay. But we just sit up there and we get a thrive off of it. That's why people be like, yo, man, why you don't ever talk about... I never really wanted to talk about... those type of things. I just want to talk about people who go through real stuff, because we all going through
The podcast.
Yeah. We all going through some real shit right now. Somebody right now about to get their lights turned off, but their phone is on.
Priorities.
they in that Wi-Fi situation. Look, I'm going to go to the shade room. Like, nah, man. Like, there's some real shit going on with you right now. You need this medicine. You need somebody to tell you, like, yo, you fucking up.
But when you're not ready to receive it, it's not always going to be
I know. But you know what? I will say this. It may not resonate with them now, but later on it will. Just like anything else, when you tell somebody something, you go, what they say, it go one ear, not the other. And then when it goes back.
Now, that's a fact.
Right?
Big shout out to my sister, because she has told me so many things in my life.
Uh-huh.
I like to live for myself, though. I like to experience things. I like to, you know, learn on my own. And I'm a hard learner. I can't help myself.
See, I told you, learn on your own.
I can't help myself.
But that's the problem. I like doing too much things on my own.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah. I'm a loner.
Literally.
I literally am a loner. I don't like...
Literally.
I don't like... It's the weirdest... I think that's something I developed over time. You know?
Coping mechanism.
Yeah. Because you can leave and go as you please.
Understood, but... You always gotta be by yourself. That's a sad life.
Well, you wanna? No, it's not. I'm gonna tell you why. Things are a lot cheaper.
Frugal Fred. Yo,
what?
Please.
Things are a lot cheaper. I ain't gotta worry about it. I can stretch my money.
Who are you going out with?
Nobody. I'm just saying. I don't.
Because you always say that, though. It's like, listen. Oh, it's gonna double. Are you just treating every time you go out?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not, but I think that the man should pay. But that's another story for another time. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying to you is that when I'm out, I can just really read the room. You develop, you can meet new people. Mm-hmm. You're out, you know, you could go to a movie, you can sit by yourself. You know, mm-hmm. I told you about the girl that talked to me in the movie theater when I went. I was super high that day. Never told you about that?
No.
I got a large grape soda and some popcorn. I was super high. I went to go see Superfly. She came right next to me. Is somebody sitting here? It's a signed seat. You know where you're sitting.
Yeah.
Right? But she gave me her number and she wrote it on a piece of paper. This was years ago. You who gets that shit? Nobody don't get pulled in the movie theater in the dark. But I did.
Guys have a way easier time getting stuff than girls.
That's BS. What you mean? Get what type of stuff?
Most things.
Huh?
Attention.
That's
wild DMs. I think because women, they don't care. Like, they care, but at the same time, it's like, all right, you miss every shot you don't take. But
what?
You miss every shot you don't take.
So wait a minute, I'm gonna make sure I'm
so
understanding.
So a girl sliding your DMs, but with guys, it's less likely to be exposed. Like a girl, I got a DM not too long ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I instantly show my friends.
Yeah.
Because that's what women do. I don't think that men instantly go show their friends. This is just
no,
my
we
gathering.
Don't. We don't really.
Exactly. No. This is just my understanding of how things work. No. So I think women kind of move in a sense of this probably won't make it to the light of day. So yeah, you want to see some wild shit before I see wild shit. Because guys like wild shit. I don't like wild shit.
How are you think guys like wild shit? You think, well, yeah, we do.
I was about to say, I know it.
But girls do too.
It depends on where it's coming from. Unless she's really seeking attention, like a person like me.
So you can find a whole bunch of them on there. When you person like you, what you mean?
You send me some wild shit, you getting blocked.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not with that.
But women, I don't know. You know,
it's a little secret. Cause she probably giggled when she said that. Like, I'm gonna send this. Hopefully he'll show the world. Like,
I don't show none of the naked stuff that women send me.
Guys will keep
DM.
The secrets. Girls don't keep secrets.
Well, but you know what? I didn't ask for it to be sent. But
no,
you know, it's appreciated. You know, some of them are. Some of them I'm just like, yo, this is some nasty shit. Some girls' vaginas they send you, man. I'm like, what the hell is that? What is that? That don't even look like it's too. It's too many
like
colors.
Roast beef.
It's beyond roast beef. I don't know what the hell that shit is.
I'm praying for you.
Yeah, I delete those though.
But you keep everything. You dirty.
I so
dirty.
My last name is Henry.
What does that mean?
This mistake. Oh, Mr. Henry's over here looking at me again. I got the last name for it.
It's the logic. I love that.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I will say this. When I get older, I probably would be a pervert. If I'm 80 years old and I see a woman 35, 36, damn right, I'm gonna look at her ass. I'm 80. I'm not doing nothing no more.
I don't think it's a bad thing that, you know, that's a thing.
Y'all do sweatpants season and all that.
I am not a dick gazer. I don't have any. I don't. Man. Listen, you can ask my friends. Ask anybody who's close to me. This is a newfound thing. I'm learning about this at 30.
That's crazy.
I already barely want to lock eyes with you, let alone get caught staring.
So let me ask you a question.
What?
And then we going phase on, because I know it's getting to that time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. In your 30s, in your 20s, what would you tell, you being in your 30s, what would you tell young left now? You being where you at right now, what would you tell me?
It's not that deep. You'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Take a breath.
Mm-hmm.
Because younger me, I didn't always make the best decisions.
Yeah.
I look back at certain decisions now. Certain, they locked away and they gonna die with me.
Yeah.
So take a breath, calm yourself down. Don't worry about everybody else. Worry about yourself.
So I'm going to tell everybody that's listening out there, that's on your journey. You're going to go through some things. It's going to be rough. You're going to cry. You ain't going to like half the things that was going on. You ain't going to like yourself. Uh-uh. But I recommend to everybody out there, talk to yourself. I do it all the time. Because it's important. Because things need to be balanced.
And nobody got you like you got you.
Yeah. So don't ever stop. Don't ever quit. Like, I'm here. I'm doing my 100th episode. You know, and that took some time. That took some journey. It took some setbacks. It took some things. And if I was to ever tell my younger self anything, I would say, yo, it's not that deep. It gets better from here on. But you got to go through some things. You got to go through a lot to get where you're going, to be the person that you are now. So it is going to be some disappointments. You are going to see some good things and some bad things, but I promise you, everything is going to level itself out. Because you're human. And embrace your journey and embrace everything that you're going through. And I don't say that, I'm saying that, I would say that to my younger self, but I'm saying that to everybody out there too as well. To the younger people, even to the older people that's finding new things. Because young and old all have to coexist, and we all got to learn from each other. And we all got to embrace it. Because I'm going to tell you something. This road will end one day for all of us. So while we're here, let's continue to learn. Let's continue to be something. I'm going to close out this chapter right here on episode 100. Because it was monumental for me. For Lex's, her first podcast. You know.
So proud of myself.
Yeah, she was nervous all the way through. She was nervous. I was like, what the hell are you nervous about? It's like, it's the regular thing. But I want to appreciate Q. You know what I'm saying? I want to appreciate my man, Chaz. Chaz, right? Appreciate my man, Chaz. Thank you for being an engineer. Hopefully we'll do more, you know. But I appreciate everybody. I appreciate all my listeners who listening to me from the very beginning. I appreciate y'all, all the mentors, everybody that gave me sound advice, everybody that's in my life, even the ones that's not even in my life no more. I appreciate y'all too, because y'all had to balance everything out. So thank you. I appreciate y'all, and I'm out. Peace.